Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on blockchain and storage. My name is Anthony Adsett, storage editor with ComputerWeekly.com. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Digitrust. Hi, Mathieu.
Hi.
The first question I have for you today, Mathieu, is what is blockchain and why is it important right now? Over to you.
Thank you, Anthony. Well, I think we've all heard about digital currencies like Bitcoin and Litecoin and Ether. We need to be careful not to confuse digital currencies and blockchain. Digital currencies are indeed an application on blockchain. Blockchain is the underlying technology that allows you to decentralize a number of mission-critical solutions or actions that we normally perform. So if you look at payments and money, as opposed to having what's known as fiat money underwritten by central banks, we now have decentralized money, which is essentially managed by the community that provides the technology. What we need to understand is that we can have many other decentralized services on top of blockchain. Some of them could be around authentication. They could be around managing health systems. They could be around managing Internet of Things, authentication, any type of information or services that essentially we use currently on the web. But blockchain allows you to do a lot more than decentralization. If you look at the old security adage around confidentiality, integrity, and availability, blockchain is really a good system to manage the confidentiality and the integrity of data, although it doesn't do much for availability.
Thanks, Mathieu. So what are the implications of blockchain for storage strategies? Over to you again.
So right now we store a lot of information on private, from hybrid and public clouds, and we rely on the providers, whether internally or externally, to guarantee the confidentiality, the availability, and the integrity of the data. As I said earlier on, blockchain doesn't add much value with regards to availability. That's not what the technology provides. But it does provide you with confidentiality and especially with integrity. Every transaction that happens on a blockchain-based technology is recorded in the ledger and is technically immutable. And so right now we're seeing blockchain being used for digital wallets to manage your Bitcoin and your Ethers and your Litecoin and any other type of digital currency based on blockchain. We're also seeing the emergence of digital vaults. So this would be equivalent to a safe deposit box in a bank where one of the keys is with you and the other key is with the provider, and the bank doesn't actually even know what's in the box. There are some new technologies out there, such as Mintum, that allows you to provide that. And the idea is that you can protect your critical digital assets and store them securely and manage all of the transactions based on blockchain. So you could imagine that you might store your wills, your intellectual property, your personal information, anything that you would need in case you need to leave your house within the next 2 minutes and you know that everything's going to be destroyed. So what are the critical digital assets that you would like to have stored on the cloud? And how would you like that information to be fully preserved in such a way that you know it hasn't been tampered with? This is one of the new applications that we're seeing with blockchain. And I believe that over the next 2 to 3 years, a lot of governance risk compliance tools that allow you to manage evidence from a business perspective, but also a lot of banking technology that allows you to manage maybe your life insurance or an equivalent, will be essentially underwritten by a blockchain-based system, allowing you to guarantee the integrity of your data. So I would recommend that everyone watches that space and gets with the program so as to make the most of the new technology.
Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast. For more information on storage and backup technologies, go to computerweekly.com/storage.